From the Steel Toe Mafia Studio in Fantabulous Frederickson, Washington, it's the Noise Therapy Radio Show. Now here's your host, Todd Hayden.
Can you hear that? Can you hear that in the background? The sound of bells. Not my bell, but a cat's bell. Jangling, running around my room today. Causing all sorts of mischief and mayhem. I don't know where he went. I started talking about him. He ran off. Of course. Just like when you take your car to the mechanic, you know. It's making this blah, blah, blah noise and doesn't ever do it when you got the pros looking at it, ever. That goes for anything. I don't care what it is, but you know. Welcome. This is the season finale. Yes. There we go. Lots of bell for that one. Season 2. Episode 19. Hard to believe we did 9 episodes here this last season, because it's hard to believe we did 19 episodes in the last 2 years. I'll tell you that, because it's been one hell of a ride, hell of a journey, hell of a way for me to get here to talk to you. You know, there's been so much crap going on, politics and just all sorts of bad stuff. We're going to end this season with just fun. We're just going to talk about fun stuff. So sit back, or don't sit back if you're driving or doing something responsible, but you know, a little brain break for you. Little fun brain break for the next 45 minutes, hour, whatever. Any length of time this ends up being, depending on how off track we go, because I got it pegged for right about an hour, so we'll see how that goes. Yep. Loopy. All right. Anyway, can't believe it. It's been 2 years and a crapload of life happening to get this far, and there's a lot of things that I probably would have changed. I can't say that it was all for the better. Besides everything that I've gone through, it's made us closer as a family. And I think as a friend, even, just because I, you know, value what's important in life now. And that's a good thing. And I think that those close to me, or anyone who you guys might be, you know, who might have fallen ill or just down on their luck or in the dumps or whatever. What the hell was that? You just have to appreciate everything and realize life's too short. So let's have some fun. I will say, you guys have seen, anyone who's following me on social media has seen the facial hair growing in, and started this in October-ish. And, you know, the November came, the no shave November, that sort of thing. And so just kind of ran with it. And this is like the most facial hair I've had. And I got to tell you, it drives me nuts some days. You got the straggly hairs that just all of a sudden grow out of nowhere, and the lip curl. The lip curl is the worst. How it curls up around your lip, and you're just constantly feeling it with your tongue, and just, I'm constantly trimming my lip. I'll tell you that, because it just drives me nuts. I feel that one hair, and it's usually, you know, one of those light blonde ones that you can't see. That's just the hidden little bastard in there. But not only that, but just eating food. You know, I have a shake in the morning a couple days a week, and I had to go buy straws. Yeah, I could have went to the store and or the grocery or the restaurant and that sort of thing. Got one. I got a box of straws, 85 cents or something at the store. Whoopee. But I had to go. I had so I could drink it because I was getting that crap in my upper lip. And, you know, it's just you know, the whole caveman thing. Oh, yeah, I look like a caveman. Yeah, sometimes I feel like a caveman with this thing. And then when I started growing it out, hold on. Excuse me. You know, do I shave my neck or do I just get super lazy and not do that? And so I shaved my neck and I shave that regularly because that's just gross when people just grow it out and it just looks like some 70s porno pube fro on your chin, you know, and whatnot. And so I'm planning till April. Until this, and April's coming around the corner here pretty quick. So I don't know. We'll see. The day that I look at it and it grows in just all funky, it's starting to grow in. It's got the little wave to it, you know, where it's like, but there's some warning signs that you shouldn't be growing a beard anymore. And I have a list of them. And once they start popping up, that's it. You know, it's coming off, and it's actually turning out pretty nice. So it's funny that I say that because I'm probably going to be stuck with it for a while and go from there. God, too many things going on here. So anyway, I just feel dirty some days. I just like, you know, why take a shower? I got a beard, you know, why? Whatever. Maybe it's justified. Maybe it's just the attitude that I'm in now. Because it's like, you know what? Life's too short to waste it taking a shower. You hear that? That's my iced coffee. Oh. Here we are. Since last podcast. Oh, let's see. It was the end of 2016 that last podcast was. I was hoping to get another one done at the end of the year and in January, but you know, my schedule's pretty tight right now. And like I've always said, those of you who listen regularly, if this was a good chunk of how I made my income, I would be on it daily, weekly, whatever, like clockwork. So you know, until that day happens, I have other responsibilities. I'm doing this for fun, for my sanity, for my friends and listeners, and like I said last episode, for a grade in college, because this is apparently, you know, like a public communication type situation that I do here. So imagine that. So anyway, so since last podcast, I don't even know where I was at here. Where am I going with this, Todd? I don't know. We'll get to that in a minute. Oh, I just thought of that one. Yeah, I got jumping ahead. The holidays happened. Those are always fun. Spending time with family and doing things you wouldn't ordinarily do, you know, presents and Christmas and eating and that sort of thing. And the experts say that you gain about 4 pounds during the holiday season. And I'm happy to say that, they're right, but it's the 4 pounds. It takes like up to a year to get those 4 pounds off if you don't try. Happy to say that I'm a success story that have lost that and a little bit more. So January 1st, I took the step into trying something different. I'm, as an artist, as a creative type person, I'm always trying new things and whatnot. And I was kicking this around for a while, and so I just, January 1st, I I said, oh, damn cat. What are you doing? I started this little alter ego type thing that I got going on my moniker, Genuine Mayhem, and been posting original motivational, inspirational quotes, and just started some different things to post, stuff that, you know, PC or not, it's just stuff that makes you think, makes you question, makes you appreciate, you know, that sort of thing. And so it's been kind of interesting to do that. And I've enjoyed it, been messing around with all sorts of stuff because of that. And so check it out. You know, I got a Twitter page and changed my Instagram to that, and getting a Facebook page going with the quotes, because, you know, not everyone is on one brand of social media, and that's the quickest way to get stuff out there. So I've been hashtagging it, so look it up at Genuine Mayhem on Twitter and Instagram, and or hashtag it, look it up. There's been plenty of stuff already posted with that hashtag. So just, it makes me feel good. And the reason I'm doing it is just because obviously I have a mind and I have a thought and I have an opinion like everyone else, but I'm just presenting it in a different way. I'm not bashing, I'm not trashing. I'm just taking full advantage of that life is too short thing, you know, and calling out people who in my life who needed to be called out, not in a rude way, but just say, hey, you know, we haven't talked in such and such amount of time. What's going on? What happened? You know, and it's, you'd be curious, interesting to find out the response. It was just like, you know, this happened. I saw things wrong this way or in that way, and or this happened. And you know, learn both sides, and you come to, you know, either a closing or a continuation of that quote friendship or relationship you have with someone. And that's been a real eye opener, because like, how many times, you know, you know people on Facebook, but you see them in real life and you jet the other way when you're at the store, because it's like, oh, I really don't want to talk to them. You know, I say hi to them or happy birthday to them once a year on Facebook, but I really don't want to talk to them. Go up to that person. Say, hey, well, you know, what's up? Why are they your friends on Facebook if you can't talk to them in real life? And I know there's a lot of trolls out there. There's a lot of people who, like, for instance, I'm not going to lie, there's people who I'm friends with on Facebook that I just want to see where their lives turned out. And it's just, that's, you know, I look at their page for 2 minutes and scroll through their pictures and see how good or bad they're doing and ponder that for a minute. And I'll never probably talk to them or see them. You know, it's been 10, 15, 20 longer years that I haven't seen them. What's the big deal now? And we haven't kept in touch this long, but I'm glad to see you're doing, insert bad, crappy, whatever, deserving karma. And go from there. So, and there, you'd be surprised how many people are just on social media and don't post anything, but they're looking at your stuff. Oh, they're looking, whether they're stalker status or just envious or, you know, name any of the seven deadly sins. They're out there. Oh, they're out there. And they're creeping. They are creeping, looking at your stuff. Just like you are, maybe not necessarily them, but other people. So I've been working on some different kinds of music for 4 Foot Rule and also with a Genuine Mayhem project. It's been fun. I am loving the hell out of it. I just wish I had more time. And once again, you know, got to pay them bills, got to take care of stuff. And until something else pays it, I got to do something else as well. Like my wife said, when she heard the the latest demo for 4 Foot Rule. It's on my page on SoundCloud. Check it out. It's she said, "I got my dirty back," and that was a most excellent comment. Valentine's Day is coming up, and it's just a 2 week fun fest for me and my family. Actually, me and my wife mostly, because it's Valentine's Day, both our birthdays and our wedding anniversary in like a 2 week span. So we just kind of, you know, save everything up and make just a fun weekend or two out of this time. And that's great. That's fun. Fun. Fun, fun, fun.
Let's all sing Pop Goes the Weasel.
To kick off the fun episode, enough about me. There's just, today I was kind of scrolling through my wall on Facebook, and there's just a bunch of stuff on there, and I just looked at the fun stuff. Skip past the BS and the immigration, deportation drama, you know, and everything that's going on in the world today. I just wanted to laugh. I wanted to look. So I clicked on some videos that I wouldn't normally click on because, well, I'm more into the immigration and political stuff here the last month or so. But there's some videos that you just got to check out that are always standards that you just got to click and watch. And like the one this morning was with newscasters and the people behind them doing stuff. Just funnier than hell. How, you know, where does someone all of a sudden show up with a Pirates of the Caribbean pirate costume? Captain Jack or whatever his name is, Johnny Depp. Where does someone have this costume readily available where they can just all of a sudden walk out and like stand on a car in the pirate pose behind a guy doing a live feed? It's just the girls flashing, the guys flashing, they're all doing kooky dances. And like one of the best ones today was this lady's on talking about the Super Bowl when it was like in Louisiana area, New Orleans, whenever that was. And this lady comes up and just starts talking to her, and she's like, "Oh, you want me to interview you?" And she's like, "Yeah, I want you to interview me." And she's like, "Oh, we're talking about STDs and the spread of them in this area. How long have you had an STD?" And she's like, "I don't have an STD." And the newscaster's like, "Oh, really? Because you wanted me to interview you, and that's what we were talking about. So, is it okay that you have one? How has it affected your life?" And oh, just hilarious, because the girl just totally backed off after that, and she ended up walking away, and the newscaster started talking about the Super Bowl again. So, Tommy Lee, speaking of the Super Bowl, Tommy Lee was having a party at his house, and some of his DirecTV boxes failed, and so he posted a video of him, you know, F you DirecTV, and throwing him in his pool. And so that was funny. You can't forget the Obama-Biden memes. Those have been just crazy hilarious here the last month or so. It almost makes you wish that Biden was like that in real life. And I mean, I don't know him. He could be, but probably not as funny as the memes are. But you almost wish that was actually him in, you know, a office like he was for the last 8 years. So the videos of the guys on top of the buildings riding the skateboards and the BMX freestyle bikes on the edges of high-rise towers, and oh good lord, immediately hand sweaty. I gotta forward them on to my son because he just immediately freaks out over that stuff, so I'm always sending him those. The burglars throwing rocks, trying to break a window, catch him on surveillance footage, and the rock coming back or brick coming back and nailing him in the head and knocking him out. And the classic stealing the ATM machines out of convenience stores, you know, smash and dash or whatever, what they call it, with the running a vehicle into a convenience store and hooking up the ATM to their car and trying to drag it or bust it open. Those are good. The lane splitters, boy, oh boy, in the motorcycles where it's legal to, excuse me, I need a drink. The motorcycles with the GoPros and splitting between riding on the white lines in between the cars and the close calls that they have. And oh, crazy madness. I didn't mean to ring the bell. Happened to get caught under my notes. Maybe it called for a bell ring here. Lane splitters. Let's do bad and hilarious movie reviews. Craziest, funniest movie reviews that have been posted in recent years. So get your popcorn, your snacks, your fountain soda drinks. Here we go. The Shining, that Jack Nicholson movie where he goes and terrorizes his family in that, as he's watching that lodge in the snow. This reviewer gave The Shining 1 star, and his explanation was, it's hard to believe a hotel that size in Colorado would be shut down in winter. Valid point. Very valid point. Yes, that gets a ding. Titanic. You know, the Titanic, that movie. 1 star. The reason is, yeah, like a boat that big could really sink. Pitch Perfect. College kids singing in competition, doing their little beatboxing. Yeah. 1 star. Yep, got 1 star. WTF is wrong with filmmakers today? My daughter thinks she can now sing. We have to tell her she can't eventually. Yep. Right to entitlement. Yep. If everyone can do it, so can I. Edward Scissorhands. You know, Johnny Depp, he played this guy with scissors as hands. It was a few years ago now. 2 stars. And the reason is, Edward has scissors on his hands, but no one ever says why. Another valid point. That was a really good point. Should have read that review before I watched it, because then that wouldn't have been disappointing. Actually, I don't even think I knew why. I didn't even think about why he had scissor hands until I read that review. Jurassic Park, the OG one in 1993. 1 star. The reason is, I received this DVD and it had a huge hole in it. Get it? Because DVDs have holes in them. Mission Impossible. Yeah, that's the Tom Cruise movie, wasn't it? Where he was on a mission. 1 star. This reviewer gave it 1 star. And the reason is, the mission was not impossible. Fantastic. Fantastic thought on the movie. Do you guys speak movie quotes? We do in our house. Yeah, we're constantly doing it. And like I said earlier, that I was going to bring up the Todd, you know, Christmas Vacation. And the tree goes flying through the neighbor's window. You know, how did everything get so wet in here, Todd? Yeah. But we do it. Sometimes it drives our son crazy, but he does it too, so he can't really complain too much. But when she has a, you know, bad day, I pull out the old Happy Gilmore. Is that the one where he's golfing with a hockey stick? Yeah, at the beginning of it. I say, I like your finger paintings. Mm-hmm. You guys remember that scene with the Chinese chick that he sleeps with, the old lady. Mm-hmm. I like your finger paintings. When someone runs on their conversation and just keeps talking and talking and talking, pull out the old Tommy Boy quote with David Spade. Did I hear a niner in there? Mm-hmm. Yep. Being silly kooky. Maybe a Van Wilder quote. Call me nuts. He's on top of the building with his nuts hanging out. Get it? Yeah. So, yeah, those are just a few. I mean, when I was making the notes for this, I was trying to think of them, and they just happen. I don't really remember them. They just happen. So, if you got any that you use, hit me up with them. We might bring this up again, because I know that I'm not the only one. Our family's not the only one that speaks fluent movie quote. We'll be right back. You guys listen to Sirius Radio at all? Anyone? We get it on our dish satellite feed transmittal. We get the Sirius, and I almost look like the old disgusted grandma whenever listening to like some of the hip hop or rap stations on there, and they say the F word, and it's just like I give the TV that look like, how dare you say the F word? It's just so shocking to listen to a radio type station like that and hear the F word that's not censored, that you know, when they play these videos, when they play these songs on MTV back in the 1400s, when they used to play videos and they start just bleeped out everything, and a lot of radio stations still do, but it's baby, you know, that kind of thing. And so to hear the unedited versions on a streaming station like that is just, it still gets me. And it's funny because like there's a lot of songs on there that like my wife knows, and she'll hear the unedited version and she'll just like stop in her tracks. I did not know that that's what they said. And all these years, you know, a song that's pushing 20 plus years old, and she never knew that they were bleeping out bad words in it, that they did such a good mix on it that you didn't think that they were bleeping out anything. So let's see, what does Urban Dictionary have for us today? What are the top words or phrases of the day or this week? Let's take a look. Yummy coffee isn't one of them. Let's see. The first one is Easy D. Let's see. It's kind of a play on Easy E, I'm thinking. Easy D. Maybe a grade. Maybe it's a younger generation and their grades. What is exactly Easy D, the definition? Let's see. Getting the penis effortlessly, as in a guy is so whooped over a girl that she could basically snap her fingers and get the easy D from him. Yep, that's right. What's another one? This is considered one word. We'll go with it. Yank shake. I'm immediately thinking of a penis and maybe a sex term. Yank shake. Yank shake. It's one word. I shouldn't pause in between. Double tap. Shaking someone's hand vigorously, meaning disrespect. Ooh, that's a pretty good one there. Joke insurance. I'm thinking media of like some of those cheesier commercials of insurance companies that you see on air, on TV. If you actually watch commercials these days, because such thing as a DVR. Let's see. It is two people having a mutual understanding to laugh at each other's jokes, no matter how bad or terrible they are. Gotcha. It's like a joke wingman type thing. You said joke wingman. I just gave myself joke insurance and you didn't even know it. So there you go. There you go. Fun. How much money excites you when you see money laying on the ground? What really like tickles your tummy and says, ooh, sheesh. Yes, you say, ooh, sheesh. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I've found different amounts over the years, and like a 20 laying, you know, stuck up against a curb in a parking lot, or even a $100 bill I found one time. That excites me. That excites me a lot, you know, because that's a good chunk of change, you know, for just finding it. It's not like a dime. But I would say paper money. Paper money is what excites me on the ground. And change, not so much. Let someone else pick that up. And then the whole penny thing, you know, you can't have a penny with the head down. You don't pick that up, otherwise you'll have bad luck. So, and the thing is, always, you hear that? Hear that? That's my cat. This is me. That was my cat. Always pick a penny up if it's heads up, because that means you'll have good luck. Because that's a superstitious thing. Mm-hmm. Did you know that? Did you learn something new? Mm-hmm. Glad I could help you out. So there's a 30-year age difference between my son and I, and we talked about this when Motley Crue came to town on their farewell final All Things Bad Things Must Come to an End tour. That he saw when we went to go see Motley Crue, he was actually the same age that I saw Motley Crue come to town for the first time at the T-Dome, Tacoma Dome, and he's the same age seeing him for the last time at the Tacoma Dome. Anyway, so there's a lot of things turning 30 this year in good old 2017. Let's just talk about them a little bit. It seems like fun. Yeah, fun topics today. Ben and Jerry's ice cream. They've been around for a while. And their top flavor, like forever, has been Cherry Garcia. A play on the Grateful Dead guy. Cherry, as in the fruit, has been... Ow! God! Don't bite me! That ice cream is 30 years old today, or this year. The Legend of Zelda video game. Yeah. 30 years old. Panera Bread began 30 years ago. Now, on the West Coast out here where we're at, it's only been the last few years that they've been out here, so I don't know where they originated from, but it was interesting to find out that they were that old of a company, because when a company like that all starts putting stores out, you're thinking, wow, this is kind of a relatively new franchise, but apparently it's not. U2's Joshua Tree album, you know, with all those hits, With or Without You, and Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For. I'm not a huge U2 fan, probably not really a fan at all, but especially with that whole iTunes download this crap on your everybody's Apple thing, you can't get rid of it. But I didn't like them before that. But anyway, so 30 years old for that album. I think they're going on tour and playing the entire album. Fun for you U2 fans. Yeah, five times. Left. Michael Jackson's Bad album. 30. George Michael's Faith album, his first solo album. Aerosmith, Permanent Vacation, the album that brought them back literally from extinction. Yep. You can disagree with me all you want, but you'll lose, because that one had the hits on it that made them come back. Yes, it did. It's 30. Def Leppard, Hysteria. All those hits on that CD, on that album. Crazy. 30. Guns N' Roses, Appetite for Destruction. 30. We're talking 1987 now, people. This is a long time ago for all this stuff that's still kind of relevant these days. And like Full House, they're making a comeback. That show began 30 years ago. The Simpsons, they're still on the air. Like one of the longest running shows ever. There's been people who've like started when they were younger and retired and have died that worked on that show the entire span of their careers in the animation, whatever you want to call that industry, for making that show. Crazy. President Reagan's Tear Down This Wall speech. Everyone's heard that. If you're an American, you've heard that. 30 years old. The movie Dirty Dancing. Oh, nobody put Baby in the Corner 30 years ago. Married with Children. 30. RoboCop. Mm-hmm. I found this interesting. What else is 30? If I say 30 one more time. Windows 2.0 comes out. Get this. Wait for it. You are now able to overlap screens with Windows 2.0. Because previously you couldn't. I know. What? You kids and you're taking advantage of things these days. 1987, 30 years ago. In-flight smoking is banned. Yep, no more smoking on airplanes, people. Sorry to be the one to break that news to you, but you can't do that anymore. People having their 30th birthday this year. Ronda Rousey, she recently got her ass handed to her in a fight. I wonder what she's doing now. But she's turning 30. Hillary Duff. Is she still relevant these days? I don't know. 30. And Zac Efron turns 30. Yep. These were all people born in 87. Isn't that crazy? Wow. 30 years, just like that. Hey. So, a few weeks ago, we watched... That's drumsticks. I probably shouldn't play with these while I'm on the air. I'll put them down. I will put them just far enough away so I can't reach them and talk into the mic. I'm self-disciplined. We watched Dante's Peak, and it was brought up again recently. A cousin of mine had watched it, and we were talking about it, and it was based on a town just little ways away from here, and about the mountain blowing, and it was supposed to be based like on Mount Rainier, the big mountain that's supposed to blow again one day in our lifetime, supposedly. But we've had a few run-ins, some close calls here over the last 7 or 8 years. And but the other night I woke up and I heard this god awful noise. And if you've never heard a volcano, and the thing is, we've had Mount St. Helens blow. We've seen it, we've heard it. And if you've ever witnessed or heard a volcano blowing up, it sounds like an espresso machine that... That's where they're doing the little foam frap thing. Is that what that... When they do that, when that noise is that... But that's what it sounds like. And it's just intense. And another way that you can... I explain the sound is like that ride at fairs and carnivals, that the slingshot ride that you sit in that little ball and go flinging up in the air, and the wind as it's going by your ears, it's that sound. That's what a volcano sounds like when it blows up. Because we were one of the last cars that actually got down I-5 when Mount St. Helens blew, and we got close enough to see and hear that bad boy. And so I will never forget that. The most terrifying thing. I'm surprised I don't piss myself when we go walk into a Starbucks or a coffee place and hear that, because it was that intense. Anyway, I woke up, and I'll admit I've had some messed up dreams and nightmares here since my whole hospital illness thing happened. I'm not going to lie. I some nights get some terrible sleep, but I woke up about 2:30 one morning and I heard that noise, and I was like, holy shit, the mountain is blowing. And I was glad that I was home. I was glad that my wife and son were at home. We weren't doing our different things out and about, and where it would probably almost be impossible for all of us to get home. And it was crazy. And I was just worried about that mountain blowing. It was like, it's happening. This is it. It's done. And thank God it didn't, but I don't know what that noise was. Till this day, I don't know what it is. Maybe it was subliminal with watching Dante's Peak, and I don't know. But you should hear a volcano. There's no videos on YouTube that can recreate that. There's nothing. I mean, it's an experience that you will... Not many, but that you... Once you hear it, you'll never forget. Why I brought this up, I have no idea. Let's get to this day in music history. We're going to start off today with a fun fact. Yes. Glenn Miller and his orchestra. Now he's an old guy. Orchestral, Lawrence Welk type dude. This day in 1942, he sold a lot of records, and so RCA, as a publicity stunt, took a master copy of the song that was doing well, spray painted it with gold lacquer, and gave it to him. Said, congratulations on your sales, you know, here's a gold record. And that little publicity stunt 16 years later, became a thing. Obviously, you know, the platinum, gold, the statuses of record sales. And it became a thing 16 years later, and with the music industry, thanks to that little publicity stunt in 1942. And the first person to actually get a gold record for designated sales was Perry Como with Catch a Falling Star. So that's a little fun fact there to start off this day in music history, right? That's right. Where else are you going to find this stuff out? Right here. Yep, that's right. Two thumbs pointing at me, baby. 1972. David Bowie begins his Ziggy Stardust tour. Yeah, the man, the myth. That was his alter ego. So, maybe there was that whole connection there. David Bowie, Todd Hayden. We'll see. You know, I wouldn't want where he is right now, but I would have loved his money and his career before that. Not necessarily his lifestyle. But 1977, The Clash, a punk band, The Clash, begins recording their first album in London. Aren't they the ones that eventually did, like, Rock the Casbah? Yeah. London Calling. I'm not really up on The Clash, but good little tidbit of news there for those of you who are. 1979. Rod Stewart hits number one for 4 weeks in a row with Do You Think I'm Sexy? That's right, that disco hit, baby. Mm-hmm. 1984. Frankie Goes to Hollywood hits number one with Relax. Frankie Says Relax. Remember those shirts? All I'm picturing is The Wedding Singer with Adam Sandler right now, because I had all this stuff in there. 2001. The 90s weren't very good for this day, apparently. 2001. Police investigate Eminem, the rapper, for telling an audience at a concert to take drugs. He claimed that he was high on drugs and alcohol, and everyone in the crowd should do the same. Such an innocent time back in 2001. All we had to worry about was an artist saying to take drugs and just chill the F out. 2004. Diana Ross gets busted for drunk driving. Now, she had some hits. I couldn't even tell you right off the bat what they were. If I heard him and he said, "This is Diana Ross," I believe you. She's one of those, you know, had her heyday. I don't remember what she did, though. 2005. Ready for this? Prince, Madonna, and Metallica are the top grossing tours for 2005. All together, making almost $200 million. Amazing. And finally, 1962. Cliff Burton, the original OG bass player for Metallica, he tragically lost his life in a bus accident on September 27th, 1987. He played all the way up to the Master of Puppets album, what most say was their best album ever, and a lot most say, like, even in the rock world, one of the top 10 albums. So gone before his prime, that's definitely for sure. You know what, I think I'm gonna call it. I think we're done. That's it. Season 2, episode 19, in the books. I thank you all for listening. And over this little time off here, Getting ready for season three. We're transferring everything to a new server because our current server is maxed out from plays from you guys, and I appreciate that. I appreciate that we have to move to a bigger server. That's awesome. That tells me that people are listening. Might be a little shy to comment and give me your suggestions and opinions, which is fine. I don't care. As long as you're listening, I appreciate that. So that's what I'll be doing over the next few weeks. I don't think it'll affect anything. Might want to change your bookmarks on Android and iTunes and whatnot for availability, because it'll probably be bookmarked at a new internet address. We'll be back soon. More stories, more comedy, more observations, and getting some interviews lined up. Trying to follow back up with getting those in the works again. Just hard with my schedule and everyone else's schedule and life and all that. And I do this for you. I do this for you, the people, my fans, my friends, my loved ones, my strangers. Thank you. And in the meantime, don't forget to look up Genuine Mayhem. Social media, Twitter, Instagram for some motivational thoughts and insights. We'll talk to you soon. Hashtag noise therapy. Let's do this. Talk to you soon. Peace.
Noise Therapy Radio is produced by Steel Toe Mafia Music Group.